This is something we don't normally do. This is a minuet, which we're going to play. It turns into a song. Are you quit? All right, okay, I should play it on my own. Are you up? You're doing a lot of startling things tonight. Is this because it's a college audience? You think, oh, I can do whatever. She likes the other one better.
You'll hear that one later.
That's right. You tell him. Feel free. Now, don't make me laugh because I've got to hold this flat pick in my teeth for the first part of the song. This is the trickiest thing I do all night. So. Tell the man in the Broadway hotel, nothing was stranger than being yourself. And you replied with a tear in his eye, love was a rollaway, just to get your way. Missed on a summer's day, nothing was clear. Love was a smile away, just to defile away. I sought it every way, no one came near. You asked the man for a room with a view. Nothing was said as he stared at his shoe. And you replied as he gave you the key. Love was a rollaway, just an unfold away. That's all there is to say, no one came here. Alone, in your room you hide as the night rolls by and the street outside. All around your head. Your smile keeps the world away, behind the shades of your silent day. You made your home in the Broadway hotel. Rooms of this came at the touch of a bell. And the man said, as you put down the chair, love was a steal away, just a reveal away. That's all there is to say, nothing was clear. Then as he turned away, you asked the man to stay. He was there all the day, no one came near. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm.
We do, really, I've been trying to analyze what it is that I do, because people ask me from time to time, so what is it you do? I can never put my finger on the style of music, and I decided, basically, I do geographical music, because everything is set in a different country and in a different time space. And that was obviously, you know, a little bit of Baroque from the 18th century. We're going to move to the French-Spanish border now and do the only song about the Rhodesian crisis and the Basque separatist movement ever to make the top 40. and it's introduced by a Basque separatist guitar player. This is Fernando Valenzuelario.
The fishing boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, turns the white boys into silver on the border. On my wall the colors of the map surrender. From Africa, the Wednesday trumpet change is coming. Torches flare up in the night. The hand that sets the bombs alight to spread the word to those who are waiting on the border. In the village where we grew up, nothing seems the same. You never see the change from day to day. Last night the wind was knocking on my window. I moved across the darkened room and in the light glow. But I saw down on the street, spread out this century, telling us we're all standing on the border. In the islands where I grew up, nothing seems the same. The pattern just remains an empty shell. There's a strangeness in the air, feel too well. The fishing boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds. Turns the white bells into silver on the border. On the border. On the border. On the border.
Thank you.
I'll try another new song out on you. My entire future is in your hands based on this song. I've decided to end it all. If this song, if you don't like it, I'm going to join a heavy metal band. So. You know, I don't know if I could do it. I mean, that's very good. Actually, the real smart ones, we were discussing it earlier. I mean, I get frightened when I look at, you know, like sort of 18 Marshall stacks on top of each other, you know, like, especially if I'm going to be 12 feet in front of them, you know, in the audience. But the guys are real smart. I mean, they wear earplugs, you know, like some of them. So they don't hear it. It's the audience hear it. Imagine. So you make your ears bleed, and then you're having a good time. Oh, blood. This was.
Oh, I'm really having a good time.
So we're going to go back to the last century. I'm going to take you on a blind date with Toulouse-Lautrec. Toulouse-Lautrec used to like to hang out in brothels. In those days, they were a lot more classy than they are now. You could go to a brothel in a top hat, and you know, you would sit down and sip champagne for a while. I mean, there was none of this, you know, sort of. And, you know, and the ladies looked attractive and wore sort of long evening gowns, and you know. Probably all had the clap, but it looked good in pictures. I decided I would write an experimental song about it, the first two lines of which are totally wonderful, so pay attention to them. It goes like this. It incorporates three different musical piano styles. There's a little bit of jazz, a little bit of blues, and a little bit of 19th century Baroque, all in one, but that's the Baroque, yeah. Late at night, when reality's failing and nothing is prevailing but the wind, I come to you. Out of sight, like a fugitive trailing across a barren land, you let me in. You always do. My reason is caught by a sudden gust of lateral thought that sweeps me far beyond. It's the opium of the night, the ocean of words we toss in the air grow more absurd. No one seems to care. It's a refugee's respite, cafe society. We'll be right back.
of you. Dim your lights. I want to sink deep in the river of oblivion you make. I need it too. I've been checking my mind with my cool to the door. I want to go blind where I've never been before. Some inviting dark ravine. Track scene, cafe society.
Thank you. An interesting story. Okay, I won't join a heavy metal band. Thank you, that's enough, right? Which is a shame, because Quiet Riot have been on the phone all week saying... And I know the next six Slade singles, too, so I can go and do it. In joke, don't worry about it. Funny story, we hired a roadie and got a guitar player. I'll introduce our lead guitarist. We hired him to move equipment around. He said he played a little bit of guitar, which is an understatement. Steve Recker on lead guitar. There are only two Americans in the band, so I'll introduce the other one. The other one, in fact, used to play for a heavy metal band. And he went totally deaf after taking heroin for 97 years. And all his teeth fell out and his hair fell out. And we found him sort of, he was in, I think it was New Orleans. And he was like in a gutter and he was sort of lying there in a sort of like, you know, sort of in a pile of vomit. And we sort of picked him up and it was this, and we discovered this old man sort of with gnarled features. And we said, how'd you like to join the Al Stewart band? And miraculously, he lost about 70 years and brightened up and became a saxophone player. He had never touched the saxophone before. He used to be a lead guitar player. His name is Dave Camp. Actually, this is not true. He didn't do any of that. He never touches anything stronger than milk. Why am I here?
That's not true.
That's not true.
I know it's not true. I've seen it.
I'm going to do another song. This one's about chasing runaway Nazis in South America, so we flip continents again. And this one's called Running Man. It goes like this.
Before the phone hits the receiver, you're halfway to the door. Voice the gap while you can, there's just 10 minutes, nothing more. Time for only the essentials, gap for the run. For the name inside the passport, gold bars in the gun. And once again, they come out of the pass. Though your mind is cool, your heart is beating fast. You've been through it all before, each time you wish you'll never more. You could ask, what do you want? Why can't you let him be? It's a long and twisting journey from the sweeping northern plains to the outcrops of the jungle bowed beneath the tropic rains. In the customs hall, the officer takes you to one side. His eyes reveal no feeling as you hand over the bribe. What's the name? You've bought a lot of time. You're fading out of sight, but the fox is growing old as he calls over his shoulder to the night. What do you want from me? What do you need from me? No rest for the running man. Why can't you let him be? Here, come over here. Beneath the sympathetic moon, we'll sit and talk over our times without a fear. Another beer from the campus of the night, tumbling rhythms of guitars ring loud and clear.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a sneak appearance from the drummer of Poco, Steve Chapman, who we borrowed for the occasion. He came up and banged something or other in the background. He's somewhere in the house. Give him a hand. He's over there. Poco have come off tour, so he's decided to come on stage at surreptitious moments and beat things. Probably you, if you play any more wrong
notes. I've already fired myself.
I know what it is. There's a strange atmosphere tonight. We just done, I think, about 30 different shows, and I've realized what it is. Everyone in the band is sober, and that's the first time I've ever done it. That's why things are going wrong. I don't really understand it.
And everyone out there is sober, too.
Yes, this is true. We're all sober.
It doesn't really help, does it?
No, it doesn't help at all. I think I can play this. This is a very sedate song, actually, talking of sedation. And this is, for no good reason, for no even intelligent reason, I put an Indian rug up halfway through this song. It doesn't fit, and it's quite nonsensical, but it sounds very good on its own. I can't think, there's nowhere else I can put it, so I put it in the middle of this. I like this, this is creative thinking. Otherwise, it's a pretty straightforward love song. This is our idea of rock and roll played on acoustic guitars.
If it does come naturally, leave it. That's what she said as she turned out the light. We burnt our backs and sleep at the night. She lowered her gun, showed me the stars. She got from trying to fight. Say it all, you better believe it. I'm up to my neck in the crumbling wreckage of all I want to crumble. When I look for respect, all I got was neglect. I swung the line as a sign of the times. Dealing a jack from the back of the pack, they said, you lose the game. Oh, I said, who needs it? Well, don't get me wrong, now I tried to get on with the jokers who got to my way. I put on a smile, I tried all the while to be straight. Just wanted more all the time. I know you're sure you know what I mean when I say I'm sick of the touch. There's only so much you can take. Thank you.
tried to get out, she was just looking round for a way. In the cut of the night, there was nowhere to hide anymore. Out on a limb, she was reaching for something she wanted, but just couldn't say. She had to be sure she wouldn't get caught like before. Nothing that's forced can ever be right. If it doesn't come naturally, leave it. That's what she said as she turned out the light. And she may have been wrong and she may have been right. I woke up the frost, knows that she lost the bear.
Thank you. I guess it's time to introduce our resident multi-instrumentalist, schizophrenic.
Paul Schaefer. Well, David.
Now, I can't work out whether this character is a keyboard player or a guitar player. I've been working with him for about 9 years and I still can't work it out. Probably you can't either. But in the next number, he's going to be neither. He is actually the bass player and the drummer. He's the nylon string guitar player. He's the token Spaniard in On the Border. He's the co-composer of Rumors of War, co-composer of Time Passages and several other songs, many, many other great ballads of fame and fortune. What else do you do? Trombonist. No, you're not doing that tonight, are you?
I used to do that.
You used to do that. And here's Peter White.
I'm going to go and look for it.
He has one. He has a surprise instrument. You know, we figured that 8 things wasn't enough for him to do in one night. So he's got. He went and discovered something else. He found it. This is going to be fun. I don't know what this is. It's going to be amazing. Lady of Spain. This is kind of gratuitous use of suspense with an audience, I think. I'm not really sure. Ah!
And the one, and the two.
Here he comes. Well, we've had Peter as a Spaniard, we've had him as an Indian, so we might as well have him as a Frenchman, which he becomes in the next song, which goes like this.
From the harbor side, in the morning, bright and clear. Your sails were filled with the rising wind. You laughed for all to hear. You never glanced at the ragged dance of your lovers on the quay. Don't call on them when the storm clouds rise on the dark and rolling sea. You set your course for the furthest shore. You never once looked back. The flag you flew was a pirate cross on a field of velvet black. The landsman who you bet they call you good. Stand above the lee. Don't call on them when the storm clouds rise on the dark
and the rose. Of a chart or a creed, you told me just wait till you cool. The winds of chance, they must bear me straight, and you spoke just as though you knew. Paid no mind to the wall in silence, I should give your words so free. Don't change your tack when the timbers crack on the dark and rolling sea. In the great main sails, now the stars, they desert the skies. The rain streams as the hands of rain that you reach down to wash your eyes. Your Osmond stands with his knife in hand, and his eyes spell mutiny. Don't call my name when your ship goes down on the dark and rolling sea.
Yeah. Steve Recker on lead guitar there, especially.
Thank you. walk moving in a country where they turn back time. You're sprawling through the crowd like Ronald Reagan contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat. Give you time for questions. She locks up your arm and hers. You follow till your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue top walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life like a river running through the air of the cat. So coolly, her eyes that shine like the moon in the sea. She comes in and steps and patchouli. Take her to find what's waiting inside the ear of the cats. Just go with that. And the dust and the doorknobs are gone. I say that. Throw away your choice. Lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. Drumbeat strains of the night remain. You know, sometime you're bound to screw it up. Now you're gonna stay in the ear of the cat.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Peter White. Dave Camp on sax. Steve Chapman on something. Steve Recker on guitar. Al Stewart on plectrum and lyrics. Thank you very much indeed. Remarkable. Did you actually mean to say you actually enjoyed that? That was really nice. That's a possibility. Not a very attractive one. Clarence Frogman Henry, that's right, yes, that's not a possibility. Obviously you heard the spiel of the library. All those things are just made up on the spur of the moment, you see, so I try not to repeat stories. In fact, I don't. I just say whatever comes into my head, as you perhaps noticed during the course of the evening. And Frogman Henry was just something that I made up that night. It's very funny, but I don't want to do it again.
That was almost very strong.
You had to be there. I tell you, it's... All right, if you want a story, I'll tell you now. I won't tell you a story. I'm a real man. I like telling stories. This one's about God. Who believes in God? It helps if you believe. Do you believe in God? Good. Okay, then you'll love this story, because this is... God actually doesn't play any part in this story whatsoever. I just wanted to know who believes in God. But it does concern St. Peter. And I guess the gates men are the gold. I'm not too... You're probably an authority on this. Is it a golden gate? No, that's San Francisco. Wait, hang on. Into heaven, right? You know?
It's Friday.
That's Friday, yeah. Okay, right. No, Thursday. Don't confuse me. And... It's a pearly gate. That's right, yes.
Pearly.
I knew it was made of some rare and costly substance. Right? This is why I wanted to know who believed in God, because they would know the answer to things like this. You know? So there is St. Peter. He's at the pearly gate. Yes, thank you. Right? I haven't even started the story. It's gone out of hand already. A guy comes up, and it's obviously, you know, he's dead, and St. Peter is walking near him. He says, "How did you die?" Guy says, I'm damned if I know. He said, I was walking down the street and I got hit on the head by this wardrobe, right? You know, I was like, what? Okay. God says, all right, well, you know, these things happen. So another guy comes up immediately after him, and he said, well, how did you die? And he said, you wouldn't believe this. He said, I came home, so I found my wife in bed with some man. He said, I rushed over, grabbed the wardrobe, and he jumped out the window, and I just managed to hurl it down and hit him on the head with it before he got away. He said, but I had a heart attack and died. God said, okay, I understand. And then a third person comes walking into the antechamber, right? He says, well, how did you die? The guy said, I was in this wardrobe. <Are you? laughs> You wanted a story. I got lots of stories. I don't do this for a living, you know. I'm supposed to be a musician. Oh, yes, which reminds me, I have a new album coming out in 2 weeks' time. This is the only reason why I'm here, is to tell you about that, and I keep forgetting. I'm not a very good salesman. It's called Russians and Americans. It's exotic and exciting and very uncommercial, and probably is not going to be available in Sacramento. Maybe there'll be one copy, so you must all rush at the same time. It should, in fact, be out in either 1 week or 2 weeks. It's very, 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 very soon anyway. And this is a track off it. This is the silliest track off it. I like to have one completely stupid song on every album to remind people that I'm, in fact, slightly sane. And this one's about life in Orange County, which is it's called You're a Strange Girl. You come from a strange family. Thank you.
mother's taking puzzle dishes looking to escape. Your uncle's on the county shelf for statutory rape. Just another one and never made it to the tape. Your cousin gets a kick, setting everything on fire. Your little brother always lets the air out of my tires. Sister wants to prove she's an object of desire. You're a strange girl.
Once again, thanks a lot. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
One thing I really want to know first of all, was anybody here in the first show? Wait, just I'm just trying to work out the numbers, you know, because I thought if there was even anyone, I would do a different song to start with, and there is, so I will do a different song to start with. Right. You ready?
Yes.
You sure? Right. If he's ready, we'll start.
Am I ready?
Are you ready?
Oh,
are you
here, Peter?
One, two, three. I was drawn by the sirens of Titan, carried along by the call, seeking for a way. Adaptable to. Oh, it's not switched on. It must be this knob here. No, it's not that knob there. Wonderful.
It's not plugged in.
It's not plugged in, right.
Who can we call? Cord busters.
Right. Right, let's do something about this. Let's plug this guitar in. The reason I ask is because in the first show I was sort of overcoming a series of obstacles. I was a victim of the series of accidents, as the song says. As are we all, yes. Those are not my words. Those words come from Kurt Vonnegut Jr., as indeed does the song. It was modeled after my favorite of his novels. And many of the songs that you hear tonight, in fact, come from books or from history or from geography. My favorite humorous book is The World Atlas, when I read it. Constantly. It does, doesn't it? I was looking at Uzbekistan the other day. I mean, I spent 3 hours rolling around with laughter on the carpet. Because I was imagining false things about Uzbekistan, like the fact that they discovered onion soup. And, and then, of course, I go out and I tell people with a straight face, the Uzbeks discovered onion soup. And a Frenchman was traveling in Uzbekistan in 1147, and he stole the formula, and the Uzbeks have been furious with the French ever since. And there is an Uzbek resistance force that keeps bombing Paris, and they keep blaming it on the Palestinians and everything else. It's really the Uzbeks are causing all the trouble in the world, and it's all over French onion soup. So, you'll hear things like this tonight, because this is how my mind works or doesn't work. This is a new song. This is called Rumors of War. Thank you. Over in my own mind recently, kind of songs that I should be writing, you know, kind of songs that would, why is this fly persecuting me, what is that, what's this, this is actually reincarnation, I know that, that there was, I was born in Scotland, and at one point my tribe, which is basically what they were in those days, the Stuarts, got massacred by the Campbells. And the Stuarts retaliated by slaughtering some Campbells, and I think this fly is a Scottish Campbell. It's come back. I can tell these things, I got an instinct coming in. Anyway, the big decision this week was whether or not I should join Twisted Sister. I got the offer.
I didn't tell you this, but I am an original member of Twisted Sister.
Is that right? Yeah. So I figured I'd have them join me. Hammer, do you think I should join Twisted Sister? Yes. I kind of like the idea in a way. You know, it's like it appeals to some sort of debased, debauched instinct. Anyway, this is an old Twisted Sister song. In fact, this is a song they used to do that we've covered. Because in fact, they used to work at the Holiday Inn in Chino, and in those days they were known as the. What would a Holiday Inn band be called? The Four Great Guys. That's what they were. Had short black hair and moustaches, and they used to play this song, so we covered it. It goes like this. Run too short and the day is too fast. Things that you lean on are things that don't last. Just now and then, though, my line gets cast into these time passages. There's something back there that you left behind in time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight. Yourself starting to turn. I don't know why you should feel that there's something to love. It's
just a game that you play. Part of a crowd, laughing at something, and the music's loud. Girl comes towards you, you once used to know. Reach out your hand and you're all alone in those time passages. I know you're back there, you're just out of sight in time passages. Thank you.
It's extremely hard to classify what I do. I find that when I'm in railway trains, and when I'm in airport lounges and bars and sort of places like that, people say, what do you do? I've never had a sensible answer because I say, well, I play music. And they say, what kind of music, you know? How do you think about it? This is real, real difficult because we're about to play a little bit of Baroque sort of Mozart for you. It really does, it kind of, you know, it strays from one end to the other. And I'm not sure what I do. I've never had a sensible answer. So I've decided that what I do is a combination of the National Geographic magazine and the history book. So it's historical geographic rock. This confuses people. This is an old song. I have no idea why we begin it this way, but the song begins with me. This is a flat pick in America and England. It's called a plectrum, which is a wonderful name, plectrum. Say it. Plectrum. It sounds like I'm not gonna pick. I have to hold it in my teeth at the beginning of the song. This is the single most complicated thing I do all evening, so... What do you do for a living? I've got a plectrum in my teeth. It's one of those.
Okay, you ready?
Oh. I was only talking because I thought you might not be ready. Are you ready? Okay, right. Okay. I will cease talking. I can't talk with a plectrum in my teeth. You say. I can't speak with a plectrum in my teeth. I gotta go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then put it in my teeth. I say, well, you do it. I'll put it in your hand.
In the Broadway hotel, nothing was stranger than being yourself. And he replied with a tear in his eye. Love was a rollaway, just a cajole away. Missed on a summer's day, nothing was clear. Love was a smile away, just a defile away. I sought it every way, no one came here. You asked the man for a room with a view. Nothing was said as he stared at his shoe. And he replied as he gave you the key. Love was a rollaway, just an unfold away. That's all there is to say, no one came near. Alone, in your room you're hiding as the night rolls by. In the street outside, you feel over the words he said. They turned away all around your head. Your face, a door sign keeps the wall away behind the shades of your silent day. You made your home in the Broadway hotel. Room service came at the push of a bell. And the man said as he put down the tray, love was a steal away, just a reveal away. That's all there is to say, nothing was good. And as he turned away, you asked the man to stay. He was there all the day, no one came near.
Thank you. Spanish on you. The next song is a Spanish song. Our keyboard player becomes a Spanish guitar player for some mystifying reason in the next song.
The evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On my wall, the colors of the maps are running from Africa. The winds that talk of change is coming. Torches flare up in the night. The hand that sets the farms alight. Spread the word to those who are waiting on the border. In the village where I grew up, nothing seems the same. You never see the change from day to day. No one notices the customs slip away. Last night the rain was knocking on my window. I moved across the darkened room and in the lamp glow. But I saw down on the street the spread of the century, telling us we're all standing on the border. In the islands where I grew up, nothing seems the same. The patterns just remain an empty shell. There's a strangeness in the air, you feel too well. The fishing boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. Whips up the waves so loud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On the border. On the border. On the border.
Thank you.
There there is a plot to overthrow the United States of America being carried out by the Soviet Union as we stand here. So, I will reveal it to you because it has been totally, you know, I mean, no one knows about it. The CIA basically should know about it. Perhaps they do, but they're keeping quiet. The Russians have insinuated a mole into the hierarchy of the Reagan administration. You know what a mole is?
It's a little furry.
Yes, a small garden. I know. It's the sort of John le Carré principle. You place someone in a lowly position and slowly they work up until they become in a position of power and authority, and then they can betray state secrets. The Russians had to choose someone who had no personality, no gift of oratory. I mean, someone who actually mumbled and shambled through phrases that had no meaning, who had no imagination, who had no personal characteristics of any. No, you're close, but you're wrong.
Close.
Who every time he appears makes you yawn, makes you go to sleep, right? This is the perfect spy. His name is George Shultz. Now, I am convinced that what we have is the dummy George Shultz. Because the real George Shultz can't be this stupid. It's totally impossible, right? So this, in fact, is a Russian pretending to be George Shultz. The Americans know about this secretly. Not even the CIA knows, but there is a subdivision of the CIA that knows that the Russians have got a dummy George Shultz in front of American foreign policy. So what the real George Shultz is doing is he's batting real clever, and he is running this tiny enclave of the CIA, and he has decided to insinuate his own mole into the Russian administration, and they're working day and night to construct a dummy Leonid Brezhnev at this moment. So we're all going to be safe. That's political commentary. David Brinkley is not the only person who can do this sort of thing. This has nothing to do with the next song, which is about visiting a 19th century bordello with Toulouse-Lautrec. This is why I find it hard to describe my music. This begins with a lilting piano solo, and it is done in three distinct different forms. There's a little jazz in it, there's a little New Orleans turn of the century feel. Yes, that's it. And there's a little 19th century Baroque in there as well. It's the only time in my life I've combined different eras within one song. It seems to work. I never know when it starts, because it starts whenever he's ready. He plays until he feels like he's played enough, and then he lets me sing.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? This never happens. Oh, I knew it was too good to last.
I'm ready. That's all I'm going to do.
No, it can't be true.
No, that's all I'm going to do.
Where's all the twiddles we usually get?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do it.
Well, maybe. Oh.
Weren't you the guitar player a moment ago? What's happening?
No, that was my brother.
Oh, your brother, okay, right. This is called Cafe Society. Someone writing down every word I say in the front row. I don't know what they're doing. You stopped.
You better watch what you say.
You don't have to go through it all again, just get to the melody. Oh, shut up. Okay. Thank you. All right, okay. Late at night, when reality is failing and nothing is prevailing but the wind, I come to you. Out of sight.
Like a fugitive trailing across a barren land, you let me in. You always do. My reason is caught by a sudden gust of lateral thought that sweeps me far beyond. It's the opium of the night. The ocean of words that we toss in the air grow more absurd. No one seems to care. It's a refugee's respite. Cafe society.
It's a pretty serious piece of writing, isn't it?
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. A couple of introductions, I guess, basically, it's become clear to you that there's a slight, you know, there's a formula going on here. I realized the first time I saw Jimi Hendrix, which was the Savile Theater in 1967, at a young age, I realized that, you know, the idea of me becoming a virtuoso musician was totally impossible. It was out of me. And so I looked around and I thought about coal mining and lorry driving and stuff. And it occurred to me that the only thing in the world that I could do for hours on end without stopping, is rhyme things. Now, this didn't seem to be, you know, much of a future, but I can actually talk in rhyme for hours at a time. And no, I didn't mean to do that. I'd written that, honestly. Jesus, no. I mean, I do it subconsciously. I rhyme everything. And so the idea was to, you know, in order to present, I write all the lyrics, and I'm not a very good musician, so I thought I would surround myself with three virtuoso musicians, and then, you know, even if you didn't like what I was saying, at least you'd have somebody to listen to that keep you awake, you know. And I will introduce some of them. We have on saxophone an American, Dave Camp. And we have on lead guitar, also the other American in the band, Steve Recker. I'm going to keep him till later because he hasn't finished yet. He's got even more instruments that he's going to bring out and play, so we'll wait until he's played them. We have a guest appearance from the drummer of Poco, who was unfortunately unable to bring his entire kit. You see, he's brought a little bit of it. This is not all he uses when he's with Poco, but he bought a little bit of it to stand in on this number with us. This is Steve Chapman.
She's looking to escape. Your uncle's in the county jail for statutory rape. Just another runner, never made it to the tape. Adam gets kicks, getting everything on fire. Your little brother always lets the air out of my tires. Sister wants to prove she's an object of desire. You're a strange girl. Vanity. Your father's a collector and his things are a delight. He likes cormorants and Oldsmobiles, everything in sight. Collects them in a wagon in the middle of the night. Every holiday's a nightmare, I remember it still. Everybody ends up fighting. Gives me the chills. Only thing that they agree on is it's me they wanna kill. You're a strange girl. You come from a strange family. Strange girl. I don't understand your vanity. We ought to break up, I could really use the rest. Everything I like, you say something you detest. Every time I try and leave, you say you love me best. Looking for some mystery, I thought you'd be the girl. Really must admit you were like nothing in this world. Finally got the oyster, I just never saw the pearl. You're a strange girl. You come from a strange family. Strange girl.
calamity. Strange, strange girl. Strange, strange girl.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Well, you've heard four tracks off the record. You know whether you want it or not by now. It's called Russians and Americans, and I'm not going to play that one because it's long and involved. It's a sort of Roads to Moscow part two. God, Jesus. I mean, you know, it's like, give me a break. I've been playing the songs I like. You know.
I'll play it.
He'll play it. What is going to happen now is what's going to happen now is that every moment counts, but that isn't. No, that's not what I meant to say. Wait, I mean every night at this moment counts. That's not what I meant to say either. Wait. Thank you. I've been watching Johnny Carson too long. And that's what it is. Every night at this moment, Peter White turns into a virtuoso piano player. He was hired as a guitar player. He's become a token Spaniard. He's been a token Frenchman. He's been a Serbo-Croat. He's played all manner of different instruments. He's played bass and drums all the way through the evening as well, apart from everything else. And tonight...
You didn't know I could do that, did you?
Tonight he's going to play a piano solo for you. It is different at each performance. None of us in this room tonight, including myself, know what will happen when he lays his fingers upon the ivories. We will find out. Thank you.
Peter White. She locks up your arm and hers. You follow till your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue tiled walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days, she says, I feel my life like a river running through the ear of the cat. So coolly, her eyes they shine like the moon and the sea. She comes in incense and patchouli. You take her to find what's waiting inside the ear of the cat. You're still with her, and the bus and the tourists are gone. You've thrown away your choice, you lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain in the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her. Now you're gonna stay in the ear of the cat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Peter White.
Al Stewart.
Steve Chapman. Deb Camp. Steve Racker. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thanks a lot.
Now, I realize that you're students and therefore you have an advanced thinking capacity compared with the...
Duh.
Advanced drinking capacity is advanced anyway. So we're going to kind of play with your minds a little bit with this next song on two levels. So someone asked if they could record the show, and I'm totally happy for anyone to record anything. It's it's fine by me. I don't really mind. And also, if someone's recording it, I like to get a little sort of crazy and play something which I would never put on a record. So it's my way of disseminating this vital information to the world without having to put it on an album. There's a book by Shakespeare called Macbeth. You're familiar with that, I'm sure. In it, Burnham Forest comes to Dunsinane. Very little is known about Burnham Forest, probably by you, certainly by me. Very little was known by Shakespeare. Burnham Forest was the only part of that particular region which at the time was populated largely by bears. There were very few bears in the United Kingdom, but the ones that were in Burnham Forest, and there were many, many, many wild, huge, grisly, tall, scratching, biting, clawing, devouring, carnivorous bears in Burnham Forest. Shakespeare didn't know this, so he didn't include them in Macbeth. And they in fact could have played a vital role, I mean, in the denouement. It might have turned out completely differently, you know what I mean? Is this a dagger I see before me? No, it's a bear. All right, okay, you got the thing. You got the point. So you're ahead of me. I'm making this up as I go along. So Burnham Forest is full of bears. Now, I envisioned that in those days, like, work was hard to come by. It's kind of like, you know, the current administration, work is a little hard to come by. The riskiest business of all is very often that which is the most attractive to a certain macho kind of person who must prove his manhood. The riskiest thing that you could do back in those days was to farm bears, right? And so in Burnham Forest, there was this little commune of farmers, right? And their average life expectancy was about 17 days, if they were lucky. And they would go and water them in the morning and try and plant them, right? You know what I mean? And then they'd go and try and harvest them. And they didn't live too long to tell. These are the bear farmers of Burnham. They're nowhere mentioned in Macbeth. And therefore, I thought they deserved a song all of their own. Consequently, I have written a Shakespearean country and western song called The Bear Farmers of Burnham. I have quite a lot of these at home. I never perform them in public because people don't understand them, and I never record them, but I just want to give whoever it is with the tape recorder a chance to have something totally off the wall to take away and go, "Hey, you know, Al Stewart and Burnham play this dumb song that I just don't understand." So, It's called The Bear Farmers of Burnham. The alert amongst you will go back to Macbeth and study it with enhanced understanding. And it goes like this.
The bear farmers of Burnham, they go out every night, creep up on their harvest slowly. They got claw marks through and through, maybe lose an arm or two. No, it's not a job for everybody. The bear farmers of Burnham seldom smile or joke, but they sing a song the bears know, and this is the chorus. You may squeeze and you may roar, you may bite and you may claw, but the bear farmers keep going. A bear farmer is proud, he's a strong, silent man. He never has the time to tarry. Though he lasts less than a year, oh, he never sheds a tear. Well, it's not the kind a girl should marry. Now a bear farmer won't shirk, though it's often risky work. He never will complain about it. If an arm or leg is hewn on the ground, he sees it strewn. He shrugs and learns to do without it, yeah. You may squeeze and you may roar, you may bite and you may claw, the bear farmers keep a going.
Probably a number one hit, but I'll never release it. Thank you very much indeed.
Next week, Thursday the 18th, we got Shadow Facts over in Freeborn Hall, and there's t-shirts right over there. Thanks for coming.